U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski pays a virtual visit to Haines, and a Haines woman braves a bare-bottom brush with a black bear. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strimple. Those stories are up next. Snow canceled United States Senator Lisa Murkowski's in-person visit to Haines, but she met virtually with officials and Beach Road evacuees on Wednesday. U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski says she typically makes a few regional stops when she's in the state's capital for the annual legislative address. This year, she said there was no doubt Haines would be one of her destinations.
The snow and the ice and the rain are not allowing for an in-person visit. So I'm particularly disappointed that I wasn't able to just be sitting down and listening to the residents, being able to see for myself some of what you're still dealing with.
The senator spent several hours on the phone with Beach Road evacuees, Mayor Douglas Olrude, Interim Borough Manager Aleka Fullerton, members of the Emergency Operations Center, and members of the Haynesboro Assembly. The senator's visit coincided with President Joe Biden's approval of the major disaster declaration in Southeast Alaska. Murkowski says it will help Haines, but exactly how is not yet clear.
What we know it will do is open up avenues of support at the federal level that you've not been able to access. So what exactly that means for the community of Haines yet is what working with FEMA, the mayor and the city will be looking to understand.
The weather disaster in Haines is not the only hardship the region faced last year. Murkowski says she is pursuing ways to aid the hard-hit tourism sector, including exceptions to the Passenger Vessel Service Act that keeps large cruise ships out of the state this year.
It is not looking as optimistic as we would like. We have been pressing the Canadian government on this to try to allow for not exemptions, but just let's work some processes.
Murkowski says she thinks President Biden's $350 billion pandemic relief proposal is too large. She says she would rather see targeted need-based spending. But she says she supports additional federal financial aid for states and municipalities to spend. Alaska has lost a greater share of revenue than most other states due to COVID-19.
There is ample evidence as to why additional relief is necessary at the state, local, and tribal level.
Murkowski says she may have been weathered out of Haines this week, but it won't be her last attempt at a visit. She says Haines will be on the schedule again, hopefully in person and in a post-mask era. A group of Haines residents had a bizarre encounter with a bear near Chilkat Lake on Saturday. Shannon Stevens says she was using an outhouse when she felt something bite her bottom. KHNS's Henry Leisha reports.
Shannon Stevens spent the weekend with her brother and his girlfriend at a remote yurt on Chilkat Lake, 17 miles from Haines. After traveling across the frozen lake by snow machine on Saturday, they cooked sausages over an outdoor fire pit. Later in the evening, she left the yurt to use the outhouse.
Normally when we're out there in the summer or the fall or something, I'm used to shouting, "Hey, bear," the whole way. And it was dead of winter. I didn't think to do that this time. So I got in there and sat down on the toilet seat and something just immediately bit me in the butt. So I jumped up and screamed.
She called for her brother, Eric Stevens, who came running to investigate.
I'm like, okay, I'm going to open the lid and look. And I take the headlamp and I grab the lid of the toilet seat and I lift it up. And right there, right at the level of the toilet seat, like maybe an inch or two below, is a gigantic bear face looking right back up at me.
He closed the lid and they ran back to the yurt as fast as they could. Shannon Stevens was bleeding, so they cleaned the wound and bandaged it up. She says she was shocked, but not seriously injured.
It felt like just a single, like, puncture. I don't know. Maybe it wasn't even a bite. Like, it might have been a swipe with his claw, potentially. I don't think we'll ever really know that part.
They stayed in the yurt the rest of the night and waited till morning to take a look around. The next day, the bear was gone, but the fire pit had been knocked over and there were tracks running towards the outhouse. Eric Stevens says he believes the bear was attracted by the smell of cooking, then entered the hole below the outhouse through an opening downhill.
There's a way out in the back of the outhouse. There's a rock wall, and there's a way for a creature to get in through that rock wall. And so he probably just pushed the rocks over and got down into the hole.
Alaska Department of Fish and Game biologist Carl Koch conducted a brief investigation after learning about the incident. He believes it was a black bear based on photos of the tracks and other recent reports of bear activity in the area.
Might be the only person this has ever happened to. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised over the years if other folks have had, you know, bizarre things. But during February, to sit down on an outhouse and have something like that happen is very unusual.
Koch says he has heard of bears damaging outhouses after being drawn to their smell. In general, bears are less active during the winter, as they tend to stay in their dens for a long period of time. But that's not always the case.
You know, some bears will stay out a long time if there's food, maybe almost never den up. There's some places where people, you know, we get calls year-round in various Juneau and all sorts of places, just not nearly as many as we do in the summertime.
This isn't the first close contact with a bear in Haines this winter. Earlier this month, a Haines man was mauled by a brown bear while backcountry snowboarding with a group of friends. The attack left him with a broken arm, puncture wounds, and other injuries. He has since been released from the hospital and is recovering at home. Shannon Stevens says her experience wasn't nearly as traumatic, but she has learned a valuable lesson.
I mean, I'm definitely going to look down in the hole next time.
You never know what might be down there. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.
This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strimple. Thanks for joining us. You can hear these stories and more on our website at khns.org or wherever you get your podcasts.